This is an AMI podcast.
Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI TV. According to data from the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, the national vacancy rate for Canada's rental market reached a low of 1.5% in 2023. In contrast to this, the vacancy rates in retirement homes was an average of 15.6% in 2021. What if these vacant spots at seniors' residences were offered to young people? That's the basis of a new pilot program in Calgary. Bonita Paquette is the founder of the Canadian Alliance for Intergenerational Living. Hey, Bonita, thank you for taking some time to chat today. Nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
So you developed the Canadian Alliance for Intergenerational Living in June of 2023. What brought about this initiative?
Well, probably 2 months before that, I saw in the media almost every day in the newspapers, on the radio, on TV, stories about students, post-secondary students not being able to find affordable places to live. And so, that sparked something. One of my stepdaughters, we live in Calgary, but she's in school in Guelph. So she lucked out, but many of her friends have not been able to find a place to live. There's couch surfing or whatever, but I heard other stories where there was seven students in her school living in a one-bedroom apartment. I've heard of 19 students living in a basement, taking shifts, sleeping. So I just thought, this is crazy. But at the same time, we have a next-door neighbor, an 88-year-old neighbor, who she decided to sell her home that she'd lived in for 60 years and moved into an assisted living facility last November, I believe it was. So her name's Pat, and we've been visiting her on a regular basis. And one visit, she happened to mention that there was vacancies in the home that she lives in, which is two blocks away from the University of Calgary. So I thought, wait a minute, if there's empty rooms here and there's students looking for housing, maybe there's a way to put the two together. So I did some research to see if there's anything like that anywhere. And I noticed there's several different examples in other parts of the world, such as the Netherlands, even places in the U.S. that have been doing this since 2010. So, and basically placing students for free in exchange for spending time engaging with the seniors. So I tried to find something in Canada. I couldn't find anything, that was a long-term program. There was one-offs here and there that I've heard of since before COVID, but couldn't find anything here, so I thought, well, I'll just start it myself. So that's basically how it happened.
It's a lesson in life. Sometimes you have to do things yourself, especially when it's a neat idea. You mentioned there were some models to borrow from here in the Netherlands, yes, or the U.S.
Yeah.
How did they influence how you crafted or what you are crafting?
Yeah, so I actually reached out to the home in the Netherlands. It's called Humanitas in Deventer, Netherlands. And the president actually got back to me right away, and she said, oh, thank you so much for reaching out. We've been having so many questions about what we're doing that we created a workbook. And she shared the workbook with me, and that really inspired me. So they've been doing this for many years, and intergenerational living was just one of the experiments that they did. They have about 30 different types of experiments where they're basically trying to bring together seniors and the rest of the wider community. So inviting seniors into their community, etc. So that example really, basically the model is the same. So they require their students to volunteer 30 hours a month of engaging with the seniors in whatever way they wish, in exchange for basically free living in the home.
Why reinvent the wheel when the wheel already exists?
Yeah.
I totally get that. The pilot program has not started yet, but is going to be active by the end of August in Calgary.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you want to test out here as part of the pilot?
I mean, we're starting with two. Just want to dip our water, dip our feet into the water slowly. In the other countries where this has been done, they have six students. For whatever reason, that seems to be the magic number. But we thought, okay, the home that I'm working with is operated by Silvera for seniors. They've been doing a lot of intergenerational engagement, but not intergenerational living yet. So this is their first step into that area. So they wanted to test it out just to see, first of all, you know, how the seniors respond, how it works out. The concern there is, well, there's some concerns by certain individuals that think that we might be taking rooms away from seniors to give to students at a reduced rate, but this is not true. As you mentioned at the top of the program, there are vacancies in these homes, and some have been reaching out to me saying they have 25% vacancies. So there are rooms available. It's just, it's, you know, getting the message out there, testing it out and making sure it becomes something that's more normalized. It's just not something that we're used to here in North America.
What about opportunities to expand this to places like Victoria, BC, for example?
Yes. So, yeah, a home in Victoria saw what we were doing here and reached out to me and said, again, they have something like 25% vacancy in their home. They are very close to the University of Victoria, so they thought, let's try six students. So they wanted to go to the six right away. And we just opened the application period on Monday, I believe last Monday, and yet we already have a lot of applications. As you can imagine, the cost of living in Victoria is quite steep, mm-hmm. not just for students, but everyone else. So I can't imagine for students what it must be like. So we're testing it out there. The programming, you know, they're reaching out to the seniors too to see what their interests are, what their needs are. And also the students are very excited. The seniors are really excited to get going with this. So I'm happy to see it take off.
How encouraging is that response to know that it's still in the early stages, but right now it's already captivated the imaginations and mind of both the young folks and the older folks?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was hoping for. it really does change the whole environment in the homes when you get some younger people in there. And the home that we're working with here in Silvera, they said a lot of the times for seniors, what they're able to do and what they're not able to do, that's all in their head. Once they get some younger individuals there to kind of encourage them to try some different things, they just flourish. And it's all of a sudden they're no longer wondering why their children aren't visiting. They're, interested in the love lives of their 20-year-old residents. So it's really exciting to see.
What do you imagine some of the students might decide to do around the buildings? Like if you landed me in this situation, keeping in mind that I am far from being a student, I'm an old man now. I'm closer to the residents than I am a student at this point. But I would think about running the bingo or something every day.
That'd be this fun. Is way more than bingo. So believe it or not, the home in Calgary that we're working with has things like virtual reality for seniors. So the students, you know, they're more in tune with those types of things. So they actually have headsets that are larger and lighter. They can fit over glasses that the seniors can go with the students to Italy to drink wine or whatever it is. They have things like podcasting. They have filmmaking with seniors to help them document their stories, or they're actually creating documentaries. That's the idea. Basically, we're looking for whatever the students are interested in, whatever they have skill sets in, bringing it to the seniors and enhancing their lives and their experience living in these homes.
Bonita, it's a really interesting idea. Thank you for taking a little bit of time today to talk about it. Let's keep in touch. I would love to see how this project evolves, and I would love to get some of your on-the-ground experiences as it moves forward.
Yeah, please do stay in touch. I can't wait to tell you how it works out.
Oh, right on. That's fantastic. That's Bonita Paquette, the founder of the Canadian Alliance for Intergenerational Living. To learn more, you can visit intergenliving.ca, intergenliving.ca. Earlier in the hour, I mentioned to you some stuff that AMI Audio has on deck this weekend in regards to a guide dog gala, as well as the National Junior Goalball Competition. Live programming coming your way this weekend on AMI Audio. Well, AMI's got something cooking in Halifax as well. AMI and the Halifax Comedy Fest are filming a second all-access comedy special. All-access comedy is a stand-up comedy special like no other. Comedians from the disability community come together to celebrate their outlook on life for a packed audience of all abilities. All Access Comedy will be filmed on Sunday, May the 12th at 3 p.m. Atlantic time at the Spats Theatre in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Get your tickets now. Free tickets for All Access Comedy can be reserved at halifaxcomedyfest.ca. That's halifaxcomedyfest.ca. Coming up after the break, what's stopping you from using all your vacation time? Alex Smythe will pose that question to the roundtable. This is Now with Dave Brown on AMI TV.
Hi, I'm Red Sale, inviting you to download the latest episode of My Life in Books, where internationally acclaimed authors discuss their lives, their work, and three books that have resonated with them. That's My Life in Books, available wherever you get your AMI podcasts.